rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 14th of February. So people were saying, please speak about the 14th of February. And I was like, what do you want me to say about the 14th of February? So yesterday was the 13th, the previous day was the 12th, tomorrow is going to be the 15th, today is a Thursday, tomorrow is a Friday, I'm sure you're preparing for Jumu'ah. They say, no, that's not what we mean. 14th of February is a day of love. Well, to be very honest with you, every day is a day of love. Every day is a day of kindness. Don't I say to you guys, I love you all every time, mashallah, love you all every time. It doesn't need to wait for a day. Okay, now, to be very honest, we would love to express that love that we're speaking about every moment that we can. We are taught that if you express love every time you can express it to the right person, you're actually engaging in an act of worship. You're earning a reward for it. And when you express it to the wrong person, then it's actually not only no reward, but subhanAllah, depending on what you've said and how you've said it, it could become something negative for you. So yes, by all means, we who have spouses, or should I say those who have spouses, those who have children, parents, loved ones, and even others, subhanAllah, every day is a day of love. Let's not let it be a day of cheating, because a lot of people cheat sometimes and say that, you know what, because it's the 14th of February, so we're allowed to cheat, and it's all about something illicit, it's all about something hidden, it's all about something that's, you know, a secret, hidden, dirty relationship. If that is the case, then you've missed everything. Number one is, as a believer, as a Muslim, I'm taught that I need to say good words every day, every day. The words of praise firstly belong to the Almighty. He's my maker. He made me. I'm going to return to him. He is the nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, provider, protector, and curer. The one in whose hands lies the solutions to all the problems I have. So I need to make sure that I praise the Almighty. I declare my love for the Almighty. I actually make sure that on a daily basis, I fulfill what He's asked me to fulfill in terms of prayer, in terms of charity, in terms of development of character and conduct. To prove your love is far more important than to utter it. So as much as I declare praise, I need to prove that I actually believe that Allah is praiseworthy. So what I will do is I will make sure that I improve myself so that I can earn the love of the Almighty as well. If you love the Almighty, He loves you. If you love to meet Him, He loves to meet you. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. Amazing. Whoever loves to meet with Allah, Allah loves to meet with that person too. But we make it a daily thing. It's not like you fulfill salah and then suddenly you forget about it. Thereafter, the love that we declare for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also is a daily thing. Every day, every time of the day, whenever we can, whenever we recall and remember. Number one, don't transgress. So the true love is when you don't transgress. You wouldn't like to earn the anger of the beloved. And primarily the owner of love, the one who's given you your heart, your life, your lungs, everything, you know. People call their loved ones, oh my heart, you know, oh my lungs. I haven't heard that one, but I'm just saying, people say weird things to express their love. But Allah's given you all these faculties. Allah's given you the organs. Allah's given you everything. You need to make sure that you don't do something against the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's amazing. You don't do something against the instruction of Allah. That's a sign of the love that you have for Allah. The declaration of it, like I said, it's throughout the year. Then the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't only say what we call the salawat. You don't only say that. Together with that, you actually prove it by trying to live the best possible life. Look at the Quran describing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It says, you are upon the highest level of character and conduct. So surely we should, as lovers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, try to become much higher in terms of character and conduct. In fact, Jesus, may peace be upon him, Moses, may peace be upon him, in the Arabic language, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and all the other messengers, they were upon a very high level of character and conduct. And many of us are far from that, but we claim to love them. We claim to be the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we don't even develop ourselves. So you really love him? Well, prove that love by developing yourself. See how you treat your family members. Another very interesting factor, your spouse. Now, if you are going to declare your love on a day like this for someone in a cheating way, where it's going to create problems in the home, and I promise you, a lot of people are prepared to buy roses on a day like this for someone who is a strange person, and they're not prepared to even smile at the person they are married to, the person that they live with, their children, their brothers and sisters, their spouses most importantly. They're not prepared to even buy a rose, let alone a rose, smile, say a good word, say I love you to your own spouse. And this is why I have a habit every time, even with you guys, I always say, I love you lots, guys, because it's important. Nowadays, we need to hear that. I don't think many scholars would actually say, or people of knowledge or religious people would actually say that of the previous generation. But now you have a lot of people who declare that, they say it, you know, I love you. And even if you have said it, it shows in the way you say it, whether you meant it or not. You cannot beat up someone and say, love you, and you're just, you know, oppressing them wrong, you've done wrong to them and so on. So it's something that should last a lifetime. It shouldn't be something that is, just for an hour, just for a day. And like I said, mostly for the wrong people. Those of you, boys and girls, who are not married, you need to ask yourself, you know what, why am I not married? Firstly, I pray that the Almighty makes it easy for you to find a spouse who will be the coolness of your eyes. But remember, don't let someone play with you, tamper with you. Don't let someone cheat you, abuse you, and use you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all strength and steadfastness. Yes, there are times when there is a genuine person who might have shown a keen interest, and then suddenly, after some time, they haven't followed through with it because they've changed their mind. But you need to know the level upon which you are and they are. You have every right as well to change your mind about something you've really looked into and you've wanted, and then suddenly you change your mind. That's fine. But we're talking here about doing the wrong thing, about being abused, protecting yourself from abuse. So on a day like this, they say that many unwanted pregnancies are caused. It's a reality. I'm talking about it, 14 February. You can work out the dates and the days. The months, and you can see, and you can actually go and check the studies online. Many unwanted pregnancies, many homes break up because people get flowers from where they don't know, and they cannot say where from. They get roses, they get the love yous, and so on. Many homes are broken because of the discovery of relationships of spouses with others whom they're not supposed to be in a relationship with. And so it's something we need to think about. You know, the amount of agony that is caused by just a day that is declared for this type of thing, we would declare it every single day to the right people. That's what we're taught. So, alhamdulillah, I thought perhaps, we might benefit from speaking about it, to say, look, we have nothing wrong in expressing the love for a person on a regular basis for the right person. And if you'd like to, at times, spoil them in a bigger way, take them on a holiday, for as long as it's the right person and you're doing it with you should be planning it with the right people, with those who are in your lives, your spouses, your children, your family members, to be patient with them, to be able to take them with you sometimes where you can, and to plan a little break for them, a surprise for them, a word or two that will make them blush, even if you've been married for 10 years, 20 years. If you have the capacity to make the right people blush, subhanallah, the Almighty will grant you lots of bliss and lots of goodness. But subhanallah, if you're not prepared to do that and you just want to misbehave on a day where you are justifying your deed that, you know what, it's just the 14th of Feb, it's okay, it's a cheat day. This is not some diet or something where, you know, you have a cheat day in the week where you can do what you want. You know, you can eat all the foods that you're not supposed to be eating once a week or whenever. This is not something like that. This is a serious matter. It's playing with the feelings of people. It's actually tampering with the heart of a person. It's playing with their minds. And it's not good. The most powerful person is he or she who's dedicated to what is good, what is permissible, what is not in the, in the displeasure of the Almighty who made you. And you can make one person feel like they're so, so, so important to you. Or just your family members, and even some others, but each one within the limits. So when you show love to your spouse, it's very different from the love you're going to show to your mother, to your father. It's very different from the love you're going to show to your children. It's very different to how you're going to express the love to your siblings, and then the love to the broader community, and then the love to everyone, like the love we express for one another. It's a care. I know there might be people who hate me, they dislike me. I excuse them. It's fine. It's okay. It's normal to have people who call you a hate preacher, people who think that you hate them, so they hate you, people who judge you based on the fact that you have a better beard than theirs. How's that? How's that? Mashallah. People who judge you on the fact that, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know, you might look different from them. It's okay. People who judge you because of what you've chosen, because of your culture, because of your race, because of your background, all that needs to be eradicated, not just today. Every day. So I pray that we can actually do something about this. I pray that we can do something about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness. We want to be shown that love every single day, and we want it from the right people. How many wives out there today are yearning for a sentence or two of love on a daily basis or on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis from their own spouses? So you guys out there married, you remember something. Every day, dedicate a few moments to send messages of love, messages of kindness, messages of, and not just send messages, but even say the words and express that love. You know, when is the last time you praised your spouse, you looked at your spouse and you actually smiled and you said, wow, you're looking gorgeous, you know, mashallah. And they can see it in your eyes. I mean, don't be lying. But subhanAllah, they're waiting for it. Because if you're not going to say it, are you waiting for someone else to say it? Subhanallah, you're waiting for the neighbor to come along on the 14th of Feb and say, I always loved you. May Allah forgive us. Really, that's not what it's all about. It's actually something far deeper than this. It's, we need to think of it. You know, there's nothing, like I say, we have nothing against expressing love. But all we're saying is, do it properly, do it with the right people, and it should be a constant thing. It's not just a day where you express love, you've abused someone, you've cheated someone, you've actually, unfortunately, impregnated someone. You know, a lot of things happen. I mean, people lose their virginities on days like this, and they're abused, and suddenly that's it, gone. You know, totally. And one wonders how they suffer after that and what they go through thereafter. And like I said, yes, breakups do happen, and you have the right to break up. You have, people have the right to break up. But if you had done something that was good and permissible, it's easier. If you had done something that was impermissible and wrong, then it's much more difficult. It actually leaves a scar, and it's much more difficult to get over. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings, to grant us goodness, to open our doors, and to grant us steadfastness such that we don't regret what we've done. And on a day like this, yeah, like I said, we have nothing wrong in expressing, nothing against expressing the love and the goodness. But please, let it be every day. Let it be every day. Every day, every other day, every time you recall, every time you remember, dedicate it to your spouse. Even the wives out there, there might be husbands that we don't express our love to, you know. We should. And I want to end off with one very interesting thing, and maybe we can keep it the topic of another discussion. You know, the importance to look after yourself. You know, don't let your body be wasted. Don't make sure you look good. Make sure you, your body, you take care of it as best as you can. And it doesn't mean that because you have a good body, you've got to display it to everyone. No, you make sure you're doing it for yourself. You make sure you will feel so good. Your spouse will appreciate you and so on. Make sure that relationship is good. I mean, I know of people who say, well, my husband doesn't like this, so I'm not doing it. That's a good word. If your husband doesn't like it, don't do it. And the husband should be saying, my wife doesn't like this, so I'm not going to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are others who will tell them, why? Do it, whether your husband likes it or not. Then they will not be there when you have a problem in your own home. So it's between you guys. If you're happy, alhamdulillah, you know, make sure that the Almighty is happy too. And inshallah, in this way, we will be able to live a beautiful life. Like I said, I'm sure you can see it in my eyes. We love each other always for the pleasure of the Almighty. And even if you hate me, I don't care. It's okay. It's fine. Really, it's your weakness. It's not mine. I will still continue loving you, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. We care for you. We care for mankind at large. Those whom I agree with, those whom I disagree with as well. We care for you. We really do care for you for the sake of the Almighty. And inshallah, hope to talk to you guys again tomorrow by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry about yesterday. I know I was supposed to do a session, but like I said earlier, I was on a journey. I couldn't. I'm going to be posting this up shortly on YouTube, inshallah, for the benefit of everyone. And once again, next week is going to be the 21st of Feb, mashallah. And after that, the 28th of Feb. Today's the 14th of Feb. Last week was the 7th of Feb. All were Thursdays. That's the common factor, mashallah. Allah bless you guys. Take care. Love you lots. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.